Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have so many new restaurants that have been opening in Kansas City that I cannot keep up. Evidenced by the fact that Yelp has named a restaurant in Kansas City one of the top in America, and I had never heard of this place.
I can't even pronounce it.
I can't either. We're going to have to guess. Triune?
Triune. Yeah, actually, it's Triune. Triune is what it says in the article. It's meant to conjure the image of three things coming together at once. But yeah, it is ranked by Yelp as one of the best restaurants in the country. It's 21st. It's located at 1656 Washington Street near the West Side.
It's right around the corner from Kauffman Center, for those who don't know. It's like Broadway and 17th, basically.
Now, here's a question, Jamie. It's listed as a fine casual restaurant. What is that? What does that mean?
I don't know. Pick one. You gotta pick one. You don't get to do both.
The fine dining casual. So I'm assuming like above Five Guys. But below the Pierpont. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on their menu. You can go to their website, and their menu is 11 pages long. Me, price point will help sort this out a little bit. So their cocktail list looks incredible and original. I like it when they're doing stuff on their own. They have something called the Pink Pony Club, tequila, triple sec, Saint Germain, lime juice, orange juice, bitters, and rosé.
They also have that at String Hall.
The exact same thing?
I don't know if it would, but yes, I think it was. Okay. If it wasn't the exact same thing, it had a lot of similar ingredients, yeah.
Okay. They do a smoked old fashioned, which I am always a very big fan of. They do a tequila time. And there are ingredients in this I cannot pronounce. They have several zero proof cocktails, which are $11 or $12 a piece, which I still don't understand. But okay, whatever. Beer runs $6-7. Glasses of wine run $12 to $15. That's totally normal.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got salads that are $12 to $14. Let's see. We've got. I'm just looking for stuff that might be appealing. Meatballs. Chicken sliders, smoked carrots that looks really good, sticky jumbo shrimp, crispy Brussels sprouts. Everybody loves that. For dinner, you can do poutine.
If you're Canadian. Sure.
Fried wings, grilled octopus. I'm a really big fan of grilled octopus. I do it wherever anybody has it. I love it.
I have never had it. I assume I would hate it. I assume
you probably would also.
Yeah. Yes. I just... anything that might actually be an alien, I don't think it's good karma to eat.
It's best grilled, and that's how they're doing it. Shrimp and grit bites. That's creative.
Grit bites.
Cheesy polenta cakes, grilled shrimp, lemon butter. So they're kind of going, they're kind of taking.
It's very eclectic.
Yeah. Here's dinner. Okay, so I like this. You can do a half or full portion of stuff. That's great. Not a lot of places do that. The full portion's going to cost you, though. Little bit. Scallops, braised pork, roasted duck, no Donald, chimichurri steak, and they do happy hour that I think is not a huge deal.
Okay.
Brunch.
Why don't you give me a menu item and let me guess how much it costs?
Okay. Let's go to dinner. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew proportions. Let's go roasted duck. No Donald.
Roasted duck, no Donald.
Where they do a half or full portion.
I'm going to guess a half portion.
Okay.
Of roasted duck is $32.
34. Pretty good.
Damn! Yeah. I was going to say 34.
Right there.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be too high. But okay. So, okay.
Okay. Orecchiette pasta. Orecchiette.
Orecchiette pasta?
Yeah. Italian sausage, roasted tomatoes, kale, grana padano, and a couple other things I don't know. It's the shape of, I need to look it up because I don't know how to describe it. Orecchiette. It's either orecchiette or orecchiette. They're like folded over. There is no way for me to describe this. It looks like an ear.
Okay.
The name comes from the Italian word for ear.
I'm going to say $27.
Where did my menu go? $32.
Dang!
For pasta. Yeah, that's a little high, I feel like. Mm. Let's see. They do Cubano sliders.
Ooh, that actually sounds amazing.
Sounds really good.
What? Like, I guess it is like eclectic, and then yeah, that's what they're going for, Treyun. So it's just like, because I'm trying to nail down like where this is Italian, roasted duck, Chinese, Asian, and now Caribbean.
Yeah.
Cubano sliders. So is this listed as an appetizer or a meal?
It's listed under dinner.
Dinner, okay.
But not like entree dinner.
Does it?
I'm going to guess it's not. It doesn't come with fries, I'm going to guess.
It doesn't come with a side. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say $24.
$13.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. Here's what makes me crazy about a menu like this is that it's huge. Mm. This menu is a monster.
It's a Cheesecake Factory.
And there is no way that they can do everything on here well all of the time and have everything be fresh all of the time.
Yelp disagrees. Ranks
yes,
them 21st best restaurant in America.
Yes. Yeah. And that's based on Yelp is based on user reviews. Mm-hmm. So take that for what it's worth. It's been described as fine casual. It's upscale dining, but a little bit casual. The owner says the menu is modern American fusion, which is a word I hate. We're infusing Hispanic and Middle Eastern and Southern flavors into classic American dishes. They're doing a little bit of everything. Yeah. It's just a little bit of everything. And it looks good. They have a patio facing 17th Street that's going to open soon. 90 seats inside, 30 on the patio.
Triune, and it's
Triune.
All right. Right by Kaufman.
This feels very complicated.
Meh.
I feel like
it's probably one of those places, it's like Cheesecake Factory, where you go, and yeah, there's a huge menu, but everybody just gets the same thing every time.
And So what that means is don't order the thing. Don't be the oddball.
Yeah.
Don't order the thing that nobody orders because right. that's like when Gordon Ramsay comes to your restaurant on Kitchen Nightmares, that's where they say, well, yeah, we keep it frozen because nobody ever orders it. Don't order that thing.
Don't order that thing. But I so this place is far from being on Kitchen Nightmares, but
you would hope.
I think that, go on Yelp, see what the recommended dish is and go try them out. They sound good. I want to talk about this bridge thing. This has been in our stack for a minute. The world's tallest bridge.
Yeah, China.
Is in China. Mm-hmm. What is it called? The Huijiang Grand Canyon Bridge soars about 2,050 feet above a river, more than twice as high as the highest bridge in the United States. And this is, I got to be honest with you, Jamie, terrifying to me. And I didn't realize I had a phobia of bridges until the worst time to realize that. And that was when I was driving over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Delaware. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in Delaware, wherever, on the East Coast. And it's like 500 feet up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And then you're coming down on the other side. And all I could think while I'm driving and I'm trying to be cool and like singing along to the radio and like my family's in the car. I'm like, we're good, guys. We're good. But all I'm thinking is, if the car breaks down, if we pop a tire, somebody hits us, we're doomed. We're doomed. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to die.
How long
like,
is a football field?
There's no way
field?
We're not going to die.
What? How long is a football field?
100 yards, so 300 feet.
That is not a good point of reference. 4,600 feet long. Mm-hmm. I need a point of reference for that.
4,600 feet long?
Yes.
Well, that would
take
be
a 46-story building and put it on its sides. But you know what I mean? Like, I need a point of reference that would make sense for me. But take a 40-story building and put it on its side, and that's how long this is.
That's it, yeah.
It is the record for the world's longest bridge in a mountainous region. The view from this thing would be incredible. I would like to know... Okay, so it stands about 2,000 feet above the river, mm-hmm. which is... that's an incredible view from that side.
It is. Oh, it's very picturesque. Yeah. I would be terrified the entire time and be peeing my pants.
The key thing about this is that with there not being a bridge there, you really had to go out of your way to mm-hmm. get around this canyon.
Yeah.
It reduces travel time across the canyon from 2 hours to 2 minutes. It took 4 years to build. Yeah. So you would try. I would
good
try
for China. Look at them. Kicking our butts. When was the last time we built something like this?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this though. Like, what is a phobia that you have that might be a little bit weird? Like, do you? Because I didn't. My aunt had this. Like, couldn't go over bridges. The Mackinac mm-hmm. Bridge was like a big thing for her in mm-hmm. Michigan. Couldn't go over it. I don't have. I have a fear of heights, but it's only when I'm like in a tall building. I uh-huh. don't have it when I'm flying. I don't necessarily have a fear of heights when it comes to bridges, but that's more of a, I'm worried something's going to happen and I'll be stuck on a bridge and people are going to kill me and my family. Mm-hmm. The Martin Luther King Bridge in St. Louis used to terrify me because it was only one lane on each side.
Yeah.
And, or it was one and a half lanes on each side, actually. It was like mm-hmm. one small lane and one wider lane for trucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, 913-586-7798. You terrified of going over bridges? Terrified of any weird things like that. Maybe an animal. I don't know. Maybe you didn't realize, Jamie, that you had a phobia about bugs.
Escalators. So that's my.
Escalators.
That's my. That's my.
Oh, you can
well
be president.
Documented. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I always think my foot is going to get stuck, and that's how I'm going to die. Like, as I'm trying to step off of it, I always think if I have laces on my shoes, which I rarely ever do in an airport, that my foot is going to get stuck and I'm going to get pulled in. And before you tell me that never happens, it has happened. I've got the news stories where it has happened. And like the emergency brake on it doesn't stop. It's supposed to stop. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then I get sucked in and I die with my scalp being pulled off my head and like my hair getting stuck.
Wait, hold on. So it starts at your feet?
Yeah.
And then it ends with your hair?
Somehow. Yeah.
Somehow like I trip, it would just pull you into the thing.
Yeah, like I trip maybe.
Okay.
And then so I end like up, a, it's pulling my scalp off.
So it's like a razor sluice floor at some kind of meat processing plant is what you think an escalator turns into?
Yeah. So if you ever follow behind me at an airport in particular where I'm getting off an escalator, because yes, I will still take them. The goal is to take a step that puts my feet as far away from that edge of the escalator as humanly possible. I am not a tall human being, which means I am taking the largest stride I can to get off of that escalator, and it is not graceful.
Oh,
but I
see.
Have not died. So it works.
I wonder how many people have died from their worst fear. You know?
Oh,
like
that's
how many
a good
people
question.
Like your
if you're
worst
afraid
fear,
of heights.
Afraid of heights and you fell to your death.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the most common one considering it's just such a common fear.
Or you like you're scared of small spaces.
Yeah.
And you have a heart attack in an elevator?
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Yes, it is. Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic? No, it actually isn't,
no,
Alanis.
She doesn't
None
know
of those
the
things
definition.
Are ironic. From the text line, xanthophobia, my uncle had this, a fear of the color yellow.
Okay.
So would he be terrified of bananas? Like, what does that mean? There's also... When we talk about phobias can present themselves in a lot of different ways. It's not usually a shrieking panic. Mm-hmm. For me, a phobia is just kind of like a very uneasy feeling. Just kind of a...
Right.
Like people who are afraid of clowns, it's not necessarily that they'll run screaming from the room if a clown comes in, but they'll be like, I don't trust that guy.
Right.
I don't like him. I don't know what he's up to. There's something wrong. That's what a phobia is to me.
I am not afraid of heights, but have you ever done at Willis Tower, also known as the Sears Tower,
yep,
the box that sticks out over the street? That's clear glass on the bottom.
Yes. I've never been up in it and would never go up in it.
Okay.
Because I am afraid of heights when I'm in the top of a building, but I've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off and they do it in that.
Okay. So I'm not afraid of heights, but there is a clear box that sticks out from the side of the Willis Tower. And it's a dumpster at the very bottom. I mean, it's not a good view to the bottom, but you can step on it and you can see down 105 stories. I'm not afraid of heights, but that's a little, I was like, it's going to hold me, right? Like, it's that really, is, right. We've rated that it is, for well, everybody.
That's also like a couple of things. One, you're putting your faith in humanity and engineering, and you're like, okay.
Somebody having a bad day.
Surely, like, if you're at the top of the building, you should have more faith in the engineers who made the building to begin with. And that shouldn't be the last straw, just looking through a glass box.
Right.
The other thing is, I know for me, I would never want to step on that and look at it, not only for the fear that I would die, but if I did die, it'd be like, hey, did you hear about the fat ass that
right
died in the Willis Tower?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that guy? Yeah. No, I don't know how much he weighed. He couldn't have been too light, though, if he stepped on that glass box that's been there for 40 years and it finally broke under him.
Yeah. Let us know. What's
913-586-7798. What is your or somebody you know, because you don't want to admit it, your weird phobia? 913-586-7798. We'll do this some more coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Phone number here, 913-586-7798. We were talking about your fears because we were talking about this highest bridge in China. We'll get back to that in a second. We have a little bit of housekeeping that we forgot about.
Here's a major fear of mine, teasing something and then not following through on it. Like
I
a responsible
to.
Radio show host. Yeah. So we did the list of the best leftovers that are even better than real food. And here were the splits. Jamie, you had mashed potatoes. I had chili, and Logan, who's filling in for Quentin today, had fried chicken. And the splits were 35, 38, 27. With me winning,
yay.
38%.
Does that
Jamie
hit
35. What?
Does that add up to 100? Yes, it
35,
does.
35, 38,
okay.
And 27? Yeah,
just
better.
Yeah. I was just checking. It looked a little odd to me. Congratulations. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there you go. 35, 38, and 27. You had 35%. Logan had 27%.
This was
proving
the closest we've had in a while.
That Quentin is obviously just the most popular
the problem.
Person on the show.
Yeah, the problem. He's the problem. That's what we call that.
Logan made it work. Quentin did not. Quentin doesn't know his job is to not make us look worse.
Yes.
Anyway, so we were doing phobias, lists of weird phobias that you might have. And here are some ones that people texted in from the text line. Chlorophobia, that is a fear of clowns. I don't think that that's weird. I think that a lot of people have that. I don't personally have it.
Mm-mm.
I find clowns annoying, though. I don't find them scary. I don't like people who... And then I, the thing I hate more than clowns are people trying to be scary clowns. Like you're not.
Oh, and they're not good at it.
Yeah, it was I'm scared. Like on Halloween and stuff, it's always like some scary clown. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's not intimidating. You're just a weirdo. Like, that's not a good Halloween costume. Knock it off.
Yeah.
Another one from the text line is trypophobia, which I don't have, but I get.
Tripe is the lining. Isn't tripe the stomach lining of a cow?
Yeah, but in this case, in Greek, it is meaning a cluster of holes.
Okay.
So that would be anytime you see, you can, there's a subreddit for everything, and there's a subreddit for this. You can look up pictures of it. But it's basically just a series of tiny little holes, and especially if something's kind of coming out of the holes.
Okay.
It's reminiscent of, like, diseased skin, more or less.
Okay.
And it bothers people. One thing that really triggers it for some people is hair transplants. Like, you ever see somebody a bunch? It looks like they have maggots on their head. Yeah. Trypophobia is triggered by that. Podophobia? You know what? I'll throw these out and ask you if you can guess what
they are. Because I'm trying to figure out based on the root of
that. Yeah, with the root.
What they mean.
Podophobia, I guess, is what I should say. Podophobia, not podophobia.
Is it a D or a T? Pot. Pot
P.
or pod?
P.
P. Popophobia?
P-O-D-ophobia. Sorry, I didn't know which
small
one
places.
No, well, it is a fear of feet. Fear of feet.
Oh, podiatrist, that makes sense.
Despite the fact that I used to work at a place selling orthotics, I actually, again, I'm just grossed out by feet.
I'm in the same boat. I think they're nasty.
I don't like it when people take their shoes off.
Mm-mm.
They smell. I don't get it. Like I've never understood, like, the foot fetishes of the world. I'm not a kink shamer, but Quentin Tarantino, find something else to be obsessed with, buddy, because I love your movies, but I cannot stand his obsession with feet. All right, another one from the text line. Ablutophobia. Ablutophobia.
I have no idea on this one. I can't think of what the root of that is.
I heard blue and I was like, fear of the color blue, but you say it's blutophobia. So it kind of lost me on that one.
Blutophobia, as somebody said, they suffered from this and it caused them a lot of problems and social stigma. It's a fear of bathing.
Oh.
So people who dry shampoo is a prescription based option for you. Fear of bathing.
Okay.
I feel like that's probably based on some horrifying childhood drama.
Yeah.
Like you almost got sucked down the drain or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. What is, oh, this is a good one. Taphophobia. You're not going to get it based on the root.
Okay.
Fear of
candy. Taffy. Thinking taffy.
Or President Taft.
Oh, there you go.
Which is also the same thing. I mean, if there was candy, he was back then, there was candy. Taff was.
I think I might actually know this one, Jonathan.
What is it?
Isn't taphophobia the fear of being buried alive?
It is.
Okay. Wow.
Fear of being buried alive. That's a go. Oh God. There was a movie back. It was a made for TV movie back in the 80s. I don't remember who was in it. It was the guy, one of the guys from Animal House. But it's a guy who gets buried alive by his wife. And do you remember this?
No, but and where you were probably too young to know this story, but one of the first news stories I remember of my life was when the publisher of the Kankakee County Journal, which was a daily newspaper where I lived, was lured out of his house in the middle of the night by somebody saying there was a problem with the newspaper and it was a trick. And they kidnapped him and they buried him alive and held him for ransom.
God. Yeah.
And he died because the tube to the air wasn't big enough and he died.
Right.
And ever since then, that's
been a thing.
Gives me the willies. Yeah.
It was a movie called Buried Alive, and it was with Tim Matheson, and his wife buries him alive for the insurance money. And then she and her husband can live these nice lives. It was directed by Frank Darabont, who directed Shawshank Redemption. But anyway, it's a haunting movie and it disturbed the hell out of me when I was a kid and still sticks with me to this day. All right. Another phobia that people have.
And we have a quick call we can get to also.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me get this real quick. What is a fear of beards? What do you think that would be called?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A fear of beards.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like starts with an F or something. I don't know. I couldn't tell
you. It is. Pogonophobia.
Yep. Wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Pogonophobia. I don't know. I don't. Why would you be afraid of beards though? Santa Claus?
Yeah, like you can tug on them.
Yeah.
There's like, that could give a scary look to a person.
There's got to be the opposite of that, because then why is there a term bald-faced liars?
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Jake has been holding on in KC. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good.
So you actually kind of just nailed it on the head when you said Shawshank. My fear would be getting locked up in prison for a crime that I didn't commit, but I can't really prove that I didn't commit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're stuck in jail for like 100 years. That's my fear.
That's a valid one.
That is, yeah. And it's funny that you say for a crime you didn't commit. Like, is that you're just covering your bases, saying like, I wouldn't commit a crime, so I wouldn't go to jail? Or is it more like if I did something, I wouldn't be that upset?
Just like, you know, you're just like in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you're there, and they accuse you.
Frame you. Oh, that's, you're right. That's so much worse. Because if I did it, like,
you know what's coming to you.
I don't know what I'm capable of. I've gone off the rails. Sure. Who knows? But if I did it, it'd be one thing. But you're right. Like, if you were like Andy in Shawshank and you get sentenced for a crime you didn't commit, you're the only innocent man in Shawshank. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks for your call, man.
Appreciate it.
So, yeah. That's a good one. That would trigger a lot of things for me, because it's not a phobia, but I'm telling you, I'm working on it every weekend now that football season has started, especially with the Chiefs, is a sense of injustice. I need to cool my righteous indignation when it comes to feeling like I'm being persecuted because the refs are doing their jobs poorly. Like, just stop. Just need to calm down, because it makes it hard for people in my life to enjoy watching football with me, because I turn into a raving lunatic when those
especially
things,
especially
Monday night. Jeez Louise. 13? Yeah. Really? The Jaguars are the most penalized team in the league. Never mind.
Yeah.
We all know what arachnophobia is.
Yeah. Fear of bugs.
Fear of bugs. Mm-hmm. What is arachibutrophobia?
Oh, no. Is that like a fear of a spider or insect potentially entering your body through a specific orifice?
That's
no. Specific. No? Okay.
That's a good one.
Hit me with arachna, and then there was a butt.
Phobia.
Yeah, there was a butt in there,
good.
And I was like, hold on a minute.
No, that would be the fear of 8 butts. No, that's not it either. It is the fear of peanut butter.
How?
I don't know how you get arachna that from conclusion. That. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess if you're allergic to peanut butter, you can develop a fear of it, I guess.
Well, no, it's specifically the fear of it getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was something people feared in the first place.
There is also the fear of big words, which is, it comes up a lot. It's like the fear of it's like the biggest word in the English language or any language. It's like hippopotamus stressophobia. I can't do it all, but that's a fear of big words, which makes sense that would be it.
For some people, yeah.
There you go. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this. A driver who pretended to have a self-driving car. Why? Well, I guess his fear was going to jail. Talk about it next on Midday.
We thank the BBC for this one. A driver avoided a fine for speeding by pretending to be a self-driving car. And it worked for a while.
I just... Why would it work? I don't understand. But a speeding motorist has avoided paying a fine by sitting really, really still while disguised as a seat after being pulled over by police officers. Following American law enforcement's inability to prosecute self-driving taxis, sources said a UK motorist decided to impersonate an autonomous car by just sitting there really, really quietly while holding his breath and blending into the driver's seat while dressed exactly like a driver's seat. The lack of any noticeable human activity inside the cabin confounded officers, who left after a few minutes. We caught him red-handed driving like an absolute maniac, but as soon as we pulled up to the window, we couldn't find any noticeable signs of life. Smelled a bit funky in there, sure, but otherwise nothing. We can't prosecute robots, even if they're driving like loons.
This has to be fake, right?
It's from Top Gear.
This has to be fake.
I don't know. Why do you think it's fake?
Because how do you blend into the seat?
Yeah. Oh my God. Here's the thing. I think it is actually fake. It says at the top, satire.
Yeah.
That I'm looking at the Top Gear website. Having said all that, the fact that you probably could do this,
yeah,
in America and get away with it is kind of ridiculous, because they can't do anything about driverless cars.
Well, what you would do is hide. I mean, you right. wouldn't try to blend into the seat, but probably you not. Could probably hide like on the floor mat of the passenger seat and disguise right. yourself as a suitcase or something.
Yeah.
And they would think it's a self-driving car.
Yeah. So, you put that in the show stack. Okay, I don't feel as guilty now.
Oh. I didn't read it that clearly. I was just testing you to see if you would catch it.
I was like, God, I can't believe I fell for this. But we both did. So it wasn't until we started reading. And it was genuinely funny. Okay, anyway, I fell for it. You're right. Yes. You were testing me.
No, I
fell
for it horribly. I didn't look at it that carefully either.
Here's the thing, though. It is kind of terrifying, and we've talked about this before with self-driving cars, that they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like if a self-driving car drives up on a curve or hits somebody or whatever, or breaks the law, they could go after the company.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, well, is it the company's fault that the car's driving like this? I don't know. Or is it the car's fault? I have a self-driving car. I've never once thought, if the car does something reckless, then I'm not on the hook for it, because I'm behind the wheel.
You could, though. Try it out.
But the car has done some weird stuff. Yeah. Like, when I've been behind the wheel, it's not like run up on a curve and gone after kindergartners or mm-hmm. something like that. But it's definitely like, it'll get confused on the highway anytime there's construction. Uh-huh. I just have to turn it off. Anytime I get past college in Overland Park, I have to turn it off because mm-hmm. there's too much construction on 69. I don't know.
Okay. Can we move on to this list out of mental floss?
Yes.
They have the 10 most relaxing TV shows to help you unwind at night. They also have, at the end of this list, the TV shows least likely to help you fall asleep at night.
I like that. Okay.
There are a couple of these, I'll be honest, I have never heard of.
Some of these are British shows.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So here are the 10 least relaxing shows. Okay. So number one is Hannibal. The three-season long Hannibal that starred Hugh Dancy.
That's a really good show, but that show is so insanely violent.
Graphic violence.
I cannot believe that was on NBC.
Yeah. Number two is Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Daredevil.
Okay.
Number four is Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Peaky Blinders is number five.
Maybe a little, because the British accent's a little soothing.
Dexter? Is it number six? I don't remember what Dexter was about.
Dexter is about a serial killer who kills other serial killers. Oh, he works for the police department, and he finds other serial killers and then kills them.
Okay. Yeah. Number seven is Spartacus. The Boys is number eight.
No.
Mr. Robot is number nine.
Yeah.
And number 10 is Black Mirror.
Okay.
So those are the ones that are going to keep you
These
up.
These are ones you should not try to go
Correct.
To sleep to.
Yes.
I would want to put Breaking Bad higher up on there because that yeah. one, Breaking Bad, I remember watching when it was on, and I guess I was working, I think I was working middays, 9 to 11 at that point. And I, like, there were several times after an episode I didn't sleep all night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they have the list of the shows most likely to put you to sleep.
I like this.
Number one is Bluey, which was playing in my house the last few days because my family was here with their toddler.
Aw.
So, and I got into Bluey a little bit.
Bluey's a good show.
Bluey's a good show. It's most likely yeah. to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
It's family-friendly tone, brief runtime, and gentle humor
right.
earned it a score of 94 out of 100.
Well, it's also it nothing too scary or anything like
yeah.
that happens. They have nice, they're Australian, right?
I think that's right. Yes.
So they have Australian accents, so yes. they're very pleasant
very
sounding.
Yeah. Number two is Seinfeld, which is a show I've never gotten into.
Seinfeld's a little weird for me being on there. I love Seinfeld, but I don't know how it would be soothing. You know why it's soothing? Because everything is so low stakes
yeah.
in Seinfeld. It's always
just
like
stuff.
I ordered the big salad. What happened? Or
right.
you know, they're the guy talks too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean, the British comedy, comes in number third.
You're just hearing, because I don't think he talks ever.
Okay.
I've never seen it, but I don't think he talks, so it makes sense they'd be on there because it'd be soothing. You're just hearing a laugh track over and over again.
Someone explain to me why fourth place is Pride and Prejudice out of the BBC,
mm-hmm.
Celebrated for its romantic tone and soothing period drama atmosphere. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. Just
right.
a bunch of rich people in the countryside of England. Blah. I have some that I put on there mm-hmm. as far as soothing, and I've mentioned this show a couple times, and I told you it's not going to stop coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
That.
You're obsessed.
Will put you to sleep.
Obsessed.
That show,
mm-hmm.
I cannot stay awake. There's something about the music is so soothing. It starts off, I mean, the first note of the theme song is boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know? And then the theme song is great, and I would say low stakes, except for it seems like every other show, their house gets broken into, or they
right.
somebody's threatening to kill them. But yeah.
Yeah, if you want to add to the list, feel free to text them in. What else yeah. is a good, like, fall-to-sleep show?
913-586-7798.
The U.S. version of The Office is on here.
See, I would agree with that, except the theme song is so shrill.
Okay.
And I love The Office, but the problem with the it goes... There's like this note. It goes,
oh, yeah.
It's just like, it wakes me up every time I've tried to fall asleep to it.
Yeah. Friends is on the list here.
That's good.
As well. Sheer number of episodes means the series lends itself to multiple rewatches.
You know what else helps is if it's episodic instead of like where you have to watch every single
right.
episode.
Yeah, you can turn one on and...
You just turn one on, fall asleep, yeah. you wake up, you didn't miss much. Like even if it's three episodes later, it's not like they're referring to something that happened three episodes before.
The 1975 series Fawlty Towers.
Oh, I love Fawlty Towers.
Co-created by and starred John Cleese, ranked seventh
yep.
because
okay.
of its short episodes.
Short episodes, there's only like 10 of them too, though. It's the opposite. There's only like, yeah, there's not a lot of episodes of that. It's a British show.
The next one is anime called Haikyuu.
Never heard of it.
Ran between 2014 and 2020. 20-minute long episodes and soothing style of animation.
Huh.
Okay.
Another one that's just animated for me is Futurama.
Okay.
For some reason puts me to sleep. I don't
okay.
know why. From the text line, I fall asleep to the Y Files, which is a conspiracy theory YouTube channel. Golf, somebody said. Bob Ross, we talked
oh,
about
yeah.
that. The Walking Dead is the least relaxing.
I bet.
And Frasier, that's a good one.
Okay.
I could go to sleep to Frasier. Soothing theme song, low stakes show. His voice. I mean, Kelsey mm-hmm. Grammer's voice in general, just very soothing. So, yeah. 913-586-7798. This sounds like a list we should do.
Yeah, we should do this at some point.
We should do, like, best shows to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
That, you know, aren't our radio show. All right. Do that at some other point. Coming up, we're going to update on Tucker, the young boy,
yes.
and the parade that is going to happen for him tomorrow. You guys are amazing.
And also, just real quick, some Chiefs news, because there is some stuff that just broke out. Really good. Talk about that in just a few minutes on Midday.
All right, real quick, we'll get an update on the Chiefs here in just a moment. But yesterday we told you about how KCFD station number 10 was putting on a parade for a little boy who has, is it butterfly syndrome? Mm-hmm. It's where the skin becomes very, very fragile. It comes off. It leads to horrible injuries. And they had so much support announced for this parade. That's what he wants. Tucker just wants a parade. That they've changed the location. So if you're planning to attend, the staging area is now located in the northwest parking lot of Metro North Crossing at Berry Road and 169 Highway. That's the old Macy's parking lot. Staging starts at 9:45. Parade starts at 10:30. If you want more details about it, on Facebook, it is KCFD Station 10. They've got all the information there.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And yeah. I think it's a story we all need these days. All right, so quick update on the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy was out of practice yesterday, but he was back at practice. Looks like, I don't know if we haven't gotten the injury report yet. Looks like he's not very limited. Every shot I've seen of him is him running at full speed and catching a ball over his head. So there's that. On top of that, anybody worried about the Lions coming in and kicking our butt? Here's who was missing from their practice on Friday. Running back, Sione Vaki, left tackle, Taylor Decker. I'm not going to go through all these, but they're missing a ton of people from practice.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys from their starters, 5 starters from defense alone. To me, this feels a lot like the Ravens game.
Okay.
Where everybody was like, oh, the Chiefs are going to get curb stomped. That offense is too good. And the Lions offense is really good, but their defense is missing 5 starters. So don't count the Chiefs out of this one, guys. It's
a late game on Sunday, 7:20.
It is Sunday Night Football. My least favorite time slot for it. I'll agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one.
So late.
By the way, I was talking to a listener earlier, and I'm convinced the Chiefs will destroy the Lions and then lose to the Raiders. That just seems to be the script. Rasheed Rice will come back and then they'll lose to the Raiders. That's what'll happen.
Great.
So Dan and Parks is up next. You guys have a fantastic weekend.
Enjoy the
weekend. Chiefs. Expect to come back on Victory Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.